and we're back with live programming here for What It Means to Be Catholic. This is Gene Church, a co-host for our regular Tuesday program. Normally we would have Father Michael Nixon on today, but he has taken the day off and is out of town this week. So this week we're going to be doing something a little different, and of course we're going to have an incredibly abbreviated program given the fact that we've got so much live coverage going on from the conclave. But today, one of the things that we're going to be discussing is an upcoming event that's happening here in Pensacola at St. Paul's Catholic Church this Sunday at 7 o'clock, and that is the Eucharistic Family Rosary Crusade, and it is an evening of Eucharistic Adoration and Global Living Rosary. This is an opportunity that we're going to have to do something that is very different and very special that will be something new for us here in the Pensacola area. For the remainder of this hour, we're going to have Father Jim Kelleher, who's with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, who will be involved in hosting this Eucharistic Family Rosary Crusade at St. Paul's Catholic Church Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And so on the line right now, I've got Father Kelleher with us. Father, how are you doing?
Doing great, Gene. It's great to be with you and all the listeners at Divine Word Radio.
How's everything going out in the big state of Texas?
It's going well. It's a beautiful day, maybe about 55 degrees.
Sunny. I'm hoping that we're going to have that kind of good weather when you come in here this weekend. Tell us about what's going to be going on with this upcoming Rosary Crusade at St. Paul's Catholic Church here in Pensacola.
Right. It'll be on Sunday night at St. Paul's Church there at 7 p.m. It's going to be an evening of Eucharistic Adoration, Global Living Rosary. Children from five different Catholic schools will be the living beads of the living rosary. We're expecting over 100 children, so that'll be about two children per bead, and they'll be holding little votive candles. So it'll actually be a global living candlelight rosary, Gene, and it'll also include Eucharistic adoration. So at 7 o'clock, Father Nixon will expose the Blessed Sacrament, we'll adore Jesus, then we'll have a reading from the Gospel of John and a homily on the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and on praying the daily family rosary. And then we'll have the global living rosary with the children being the living beads. So they'll form a living rosary around the outside of the sanctuary, and the children will be living beads. Each one will say the first half of their Hail Mary in either English or a foreign language, and then the second half will be said by the congregation. So we're hoping to have about 300 to 500 people turn out for this beautiful evening of adoration and global living rosary.
Well, you know, this is an interesting idea, and this is something I really had not been familiar with until it was brought to my attention from somebody here in the community, of the idea of having a rosary, and a living rosary, and particularly with children involved in all of this. How do children play in to the importance of the rosary here?
Okay, children are very important, Gene. If we go back to when the Virgin Mary appeared on May 13th, 1917, to the three shepherd children in Fatima, the oldest was 10-year-old Lucia, then it was 8-year-old Francisco, and the youngest was tiny little 7-year-old Jacinta. But when the Virgin appeared to them, she said, "Pray the rosary every day, pray the rosary every day for world peace." And World War One, which was raging at the time, over a million people had died, she said that it would come to an end if people would pray the daily rosary. And so the children gave that message to the world, and within 1 year, World War One ended. Now, that message continues for us today, Gene, and those shepherd children of Fatima continue to speak to us. And so just as the Virgin Mary chose children to give this message in 1917, in a certain way she's choosing children to renew the message in the 21st century. So with children being the living beads of a global living rosary, they're sort of the, so to speak, the light leading the way. And I travel around quite a bit, and I do these in quite a few cities, and I speak in the schools to the children, and I say to them, the Virgin Mary has chosen you to be on her team, you know, to lead the new evangelization. And then I pause, and I say to them, do you want to be on Our Lady's team? And all the children give a resounding, they say, yes. And so the children are really leading the way here, Gene.
Well, I this sounds like it's going to be an absolutely beautiful thing. How long have you been involved in this, and how did you get started in this process?
Well, I've been involved in it sort of in a major way since 2004, but way back in 1997, I used to do a global living rosary out in a field in a country parish in Texas called Our Lady of Immaculate Conception. We'd gather around a shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, and we'd have people be living beads of the rosary, and then the languages mainly prayed were English and Spanish. But since then, like on May 13, 2005, I was the organizer of a huge event in the Dallas Cotton Bowl football stadium. It was May 13th, Friday night, 7 o'clock in the Dallas Cotton Bowl football stadium. 22,000 people came, Gene, for an evening of Eucharistic Adoration and Global Living Rosary.
Is it still possible for anybody to sign up for this if any children want to be involved?
Yes, it is possible. And the easiest way to do it would be, would be to call Deb Coomers. That's the wife of Dr. Mark Coomers. And Gene, if you have her, I don't have her phone number right in front of me, but they could call there, or they could call the St. Paul School, and they could probably sign up through the St. Paul School.
Okay, and that's certainly not a problem.
Either way.
I was going to say, I do know that they have that number. What I will do, though, is encourage any of you, if you're interested in being involved with the upcoming rosary this weekend at St. Paul's Catholic Church here in the Pensacola area. Our toll-free number here is 877-770-7955. You can call, and we will get you hooked up with Deb Coomer so that is not a problem, because I don't think I've got her number with me right here. But that will be probably the easiest way to do that. So I think that will be an opportunity that's available.
That'd be wonderful.
How frequently do you do these events?
Well, I do different size events, Gene. Like, I did the big event in Dallas for 22,000. 3 years later, I did an event in Kansas City in their professional baseball stadium, and 25,000 came for an afternoon of Eucharistic Adoration and Global Living Rosary on Corpus Christi Sunday. And then in 2011... we did a big event at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., where over 4,000 people came on a Saturday for Eucharistic Adoration and Global Living Rosary there. So those were some of the bigger events, but then I do a number of these smaller events throughout the year. And this is the first time I'm doing one in Florida, and maybe this will be the beginning of a number of events.
Well, I'm hoping we've got an event. In fact, you mentioned Acts there a moment ago. We've got a men's Acts group that's coming out of St. Paul's that is in fact holding their retreat this weekend. And so, as we finish that up, one of the things that we're drawing out during the retreat is the importance of coming in and being involved in this upcoming rosary. This is what I see as a tremendous opportunity for people to step up and get involved. And I think this is an incredibly novel way that I can see of drawing families together and drawing children into the process. How do you engage people beyond the rosary itself and the very event that happens?
Well, when I give the homily, Gene, I talk a lot about Our Lady of Fatima and the three children, and I talk a lot about John Paul the Great, Blessed John Paul the Great, and, when he was asked what's his favorite prayer, he said the rosary, because he was a bishop, in communist Poland, right?
Right.
And the communists used to have men trailing him every day, 24 hours a day. And so he faced a lot of major challenges. He used to go to Marian shrines and walk the ground and pray the rosary, and it was there that he got answers to a lot of his toughest problems. And then, of course, when he became pope, he continued praying the rosary daily. And he's the pope who wrote the beautiful apostolic letter on the rosary and who gave us the five new luminous mysteries of the rosary, which cover the public ministry of Jesus.
I know
so
a lot.
When I get the Oh, go ahead, Gene.
No, I was just going to say, I know a lot of people may have thought, oh, well, you know, the rosary, that's old-fashioned, nobody does that anymore. But it really plays an important part, and I think for a lot of people, an important part of their spiritual lives, thanks to people such as Blessed John Paul II.
Yes. You see, what people don't understand, Gene, and which we're helping them to understand, is that the rosary is not a mechanical prayer. The rosary is a meditative prayer that leads to contemplation. As John Paul the Great says, when we pray the rosary, we contemplate the face of Jesus through the eyes of Mary. So we walk through the life of Jesus with Mary, and we ask Mary to pray with us and for us. The power of her prayer is so great, Jean, that it opens our heart to everything Jesus wants to teach us. And you get talking to people, Gene, that pray the rosary daily, they will tell you some amazing events that have happened in their life. Miracles have happened as people pray the rosary.
Well,
and we want to give that message to families, and especially to the fathers and mothers of the families, so that they will begin to pray the daily family rosary with their children.
And I think that's going to be probably one of the great legacies that can come out of this, is the idea that we can take that from this event and go back into our homes and spread it from the centerpiece of the family out throughout the community.
Exactly. You see, when we do this event, there's a lot of grace given, and the mothers and fathers respond to that grace, and we'll have pledge cards where they can make a pledge to begin praying the daily family rosary. Well, imagine, Jane, if 100 families make that pledge, right, and they start praying the daily family rosary, think of the daily graces that family gets. They get graces of reconciliation, graces of unity, and graces of protection. When you're a family that prays the rosary, you receive a lot of special protection as a family and as individuals in the family.
Well, the great thing about this is it's coming up this weekend. That's Sunday, March 17th at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's Catholic Church here in Pensacola. Anyone is welcome, whether you're a member of the St. Paul's Parish, whether you're Catholic or not. You're welcome to come and experience a Eucharistic Family Rosary Crusade. And this is an opportunity, and I will tell this to our Protestant brothers and sisters out there, that from the very beginning, even Martin Luther prayed the rosary. And so this is an opportunity for you to get involved in a very spiritual part of our faith and our faith journey. Now, as we're wrapping this up, Father, and I'm certainly looking forward to getting an opportunity to meet with you this weekend, one of the things that I would ask you if you would do for us is if you could extend your blessings to our listeners out there and to this upcoming event. Thank you.
I sure will. Okay, so, Lord, I ask you to send angels to guide and protect everyone in the Pensacola and throughout Florida and the surrounding regions that touch that area. Lord, I entrust them all to you, Jesus, through the loving hands of Mary. And Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon all of them with a great outpouring of prayer, especially of Eucharistic adoration and the daily family rosary. And Lord, we ask you to touch many hearts that they may come on Sunday night, this Sunday night, March 17th at 7 p.m., to worship and adore you, the King of Kings, truly present in the most blessed sacrament, and to pray with Mary to you for all of our many needs as a family, for healing of our sick family members, for conversion of those who have fallen away, and for those other special graces that we need to follow you, Lord. And may Almighty God bless each one of you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father, for the time that you've given us. And we do want to encourage each and every one of you to take the time, attend this rally. I think it's going to be a big event, and this is an opportunity to really be involved in the Year of Faith. If you've been thinking, how can I get involved and what can I do to try to promote my faith experience and that of others, I think this is an important opportunity. Thank you so much, and we will look forward to seeing you this Sunday. God bless.
Thank you, Gene, and God bless you too.